What's it like after the flames are extinguished and the nation's gaze falls elsewhere and terrified, distraught victims are left to get on with life? Well, the seaside town of Denali in Tasmania's south burned 7 years ago. Locals had to flee to the water to escape. No lives were lost, but 431 homes and other properties were destroyed, including the Denali Primary School and the police station. Infrastructure was rebuilt quickly, but as Felicity Ogilvy has discovered, the emotional recovery has barely begun.
I'll show you. So this is where the old house used to be here.
Scott Griffiths has built a boxing gym on the site where his house burnt down.
Straight after fires, in small towns, small communities, there's nothing to do other than clean up, I guess, clean up the mess. But it sort of give kids a bit of a direction, something to focus on, to take their mind off what had happened, I guess.
The gym has produced a Masters champion, Karen Jackson from nearby Madonna.
I was feeling a bit frustrated after the fires and not having a home anymore and nothing to go back to. I thought I really need to do something for myself. So I heard about the boxing at Denali and my friend said, let's go give it a try. So off we went and went for our first session.
And what has it done for you personally, for your mental health and your confidence to do the boxing? What was going on and what changed when you started to do that?
I don't really get angry about things anymore. I just go to my boxing, do my sessions and come home feeling great. Yeah.
And what were you angry about?
Just not having a home.
Up the hill, Lisa Kelly lost everything but a cast iron stove.
The marks and things are still from the fire and the top.
The stove sits in the living room of her new home, rebuilt with insurance money. Mrs. Kelly says many people in Denali are upset about how the $9 million raised in the 2013 Red Cross Tasmanian bushfire appeal was distributed.
A lot of people say it wasn't very fair when it's means tested. There should be a better system, I think, because, you know, everyone lost something. And it should be across board. There should be a set, I don't know how they would do it, but a set amount for, say, a house, a shed, a boat, a caravan, or, you know, because how it was split up wasn't very good, I don't think.
The Tasmanian government says an independent committee decided how to divvy up the Red Cross money. The Mayor of Sorell, Kerry Vincent, says it's been difficult.
Look, it was probably one of the most gut-wrenching, difficult things about the whole recovery on how you be fair to everybody in the community and who was affected. And there is always arguments about who was affected the most or they're getting something that I'm not, or I want something or I need something. And you can only fall back to guidelines.
Lisa Kelly says her husband will be offering practical support for those suffering in the current bushfires that are burning interstate.
He's going to help do the fencing, as they came and helped him do the fencing after the fire, and it was really good recovery for the men to work alongside each other and talk.
Boxers Scott Griffiths and Karen Jackson hope communities will stay united.
And communities always seem to come together in times of adversity in Australia, which is great. It was great for our community. It was really made us really strong again. Yeah, and just be there for each other.
I just feel like I can help people if they want to be helped, and if people are going through tough times, put on your boxing gloves.
Karen Jackson boxing her way to better mental health. Felicity Ogilvy in Denali.